How we doing? Looking forward to opening up this Monday night, at home, in front of our home crowd. Hopefully it'll be a competitive advantage for us, and we're really excited about the opportunity to go compete on Monday night. Questions?
Hey, George, Alvin Kamara, the Saints, what is he kind of, what challenges does he pose for you guys?
Well, he can do a little bit of everything for him, whether it's, in the passing game or the running game. So, they've really got a good system where they get the most out of the skill sets of their players. They're moving guys around a lot. So it'll be interesting to see what they definitely, come into our game using him as. So,
do you envision a possibility of him taking some slot reps there?
Yeah, there's a possibility, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they've got a couple of guys that have played in the slot form. So, we'll see as it goes. He does a lot with personnel groupings and moving guys around. So, we'll have to kind of see. You could see it through the preseason. You go through all of last year. Sean, that offense has always done a great job of creating mismatches and stuff inside. So, we'll have to stay in tune to it, to wherever they line him up and how they want to use him.
How much do you think the loss of Willie Snead will affect that offense?
Well, he was definitely a good receiver for him last year, had a lot of production. You could tell Breeze was very comfortable with him, in the way that they used him. So, I'm sure, they'll miss him. But they have a lot of, weapons over there. Ted Ginn, they picked him up this offseason. It'll be a viable weapon for him in there. I mean, the other guys have all been back, whether it's been Coleman and Tommy Lee Lewis, those guys, they've all got experience in that offense, and I think, we'll see how they try to use them as they go.
Hey, George, Tremaine Brock, how's he look so far, and how up to speed is he after just a few practices?
He's coming along. I mean, we're trying to get as much installed with him as quickly as possible. He is practicing, and he has been working, his way into the system, and he's doing a good job thus far.
George, when they've got a rookie starting at left tackle, how do you try to approach that in terms of putting that guy in adverse situations?
Well, I don't want to get into schematics of what we're going to try to do this week, but he's got some experience playing through the preseason. You could see him against the Chargers, and other than that, he really didn't have a lot of extensive playing time. So, schematically, situational football, those kind of things, we'll get a chance to see him and to hopefully be able to attack what it is that they're trying to do. Offensively, they do an excellent job of getting the ball out quick. With Drew, he does an excellent job of reading defenses. I mean, he's been around the league for a long time, so he knows how to take advantage of those mismatches. So he does a good job of getting the ball out quick. But, we'll see situationally how it goes through the course of the game.
When you're facing a guy like Breeze, how do you approach it with your young cornerbacks, Waynes and Alexander, just kind of the message going into the game for those guys?
Well, sort of the same thing we've been working on throughout, this offseason. We, as coaches said, we got to get better in pass defense. We've got to challenge each and every route, and we've got to do that with proper leverage. We've got to be disciplined in our technique, disciplined in our fundamentals, disciplined with our eyes, because, you can have a guy covered, and he's got the ability to make all the throws and try to stick it in there. So we've really got to pay attention to the details of what it is that we're doing throughout the situations in the game.
Do you want to see them be more aggressive on the ball when it's in the air?
When you say more aggressive, the biggest thing for us is the consistency. We want to make sure that we challenge each and every throw. So when you say aggressive on the ball, yes, I mean, we try to be aggressive all the time. We want to challenge every route that, that you're matched on. So that's a big emphasis for us this week.
Some of the issues you think you had in the preseason?
I think it was a combination of a lot of things in the preseason. We didn't game plan anybody. We didn't prepare for a specific receiver. We didn't prepare for a specific situation as far as what we're going to call. I mean, there was a lot of, I think, things that went into it. Right now, we're in the process of game planning this week and the situations and the matchups and the different things that we're going to try to get accomplished on Monday.
George, how do you get through to a guy like McKenzie when the taunting penalty? I mean, I know you guys have probably worked on his emotions and his discipline, and then for him to do that and the length of time that taunting was.
Yeah,
I
think the biggest thing is just like you confront it, you attack it, you get them to understand the ramifications of their decisions and how they can control their reactions and how it affects everybody else. So from that aspect of it, I think he felt really bad for what he did, and he understands that we can't have that. I mean, we just can't do anything that's going to hurt our team.
George, when you're making decisions in a general sense about whether Xavier's going to shadow a certain receiver, how much does that change things for everybody else among your corners?
Well, it just depends on what the matchups are that week. And if we are shadowing, what are the matchups on the other side? So it's a culmination as we go through the week and we game plan to what matchups on different people, different concepts that different teams are running, how they're using their personnel, and, you know, just to be careful to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Have a young corner on the other side, does that change how much you're willing to do that with Xavier?
I think it just depends from week to week, you know, what the matchup is and what we decide going in game plan is the best way for us to take advantage of the matchups.
Georgia, Tony Dungy has said that cornerback has become the toughest position in football to play. You typically hear people say quarterback. They say with all the rule changes and just the difficulty and almost like people just throwing the ball up to draw pass interference. What do you see as the hardest position?
I would say, I mean, it's a hard position out there on that runway. You're one-on-one, and if you, I mean, two things can happen that are bad for you as a defensive corner, whereas, you know, the offensive, you can get pass interference or, you know, they can catch the ball on you. So from that aspect of it, it's a hard job, but we always try to teach here, and we get our guys to understand that it is a team concept, and, yeah, you got one-on-one individual battles, but pass coverage and pass rush goes together. So hopefully, you know, we can challenge each route out there. And if we're on top of the routes, good leverage on the routes, then hopefully the pass rush will be able to get the ball out and be able to affect the passer. Quarterback is definitely a tough position in this game just from all the things that you see defensively from week to week. And, you know, they've really got – Breeze is probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So he's got a lot of experience, seen a lot of things schematically, understands what they're trying to get accomplished. So we've got our work cut out to get him stopped this week.
Offenses and quarterbacks are you thinking, you know, almost expecting pass interference somehow?
I think it just depends on the system. I like I said, you know, it's tough being out there at corner knowing that two of the things, you can get a pass interference or they complete the ball and you lose leverage, you're not disciplining your fundamentals and your techniques. And, you know, the big thing is you can go up and try to challenge each ball, but there are things you have to work through fundamentally and technique-wise for what, you know, for us, speaking specifically for us, systematically that what we're expecting to get out of the position.
Last couple for George.
George, the Saints have a really young defense. In your experience, when you've had a young defense like that, do you try to keep things a little simpler in your game plan and just not try to give them too much too early?
Well, I think that depends on, you know, even though they may be young, what they've, you know, become accustomed to working in the offseason, if they feel comfortable with where they're at. So each situation is a little bit different. I think some guys that come from different programs have more experiences in different systems. So it's all individually based on, you know, the experience that the guys have coming in, how comfortable you feel with what they've grasped as far as coming out of training camp, as far as going through the OTAs and all those things. So each situation and that's is a little bit different there. Thanks.